Hello, West Liberty. This is Cass. You are listening to WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. Our program today is Students with Stories, which is a part of the series Passionately Vocal. I'd like to introduce our guest, Regan Gray, who is a student here at West Liberty University studying pre-med and microbiology, and she is also the current president of the sorority Lambda Psi Sigma. So, Regan, I understand that this past summer you went on a trip to Puerto Rico through some sort of science exchange program. Could you give our audience some specifics about how this program works?
Yeah, so one day my professor actually just approached me and one of my good friends that work in the lab with me, and he was like, "So, do you guys want to go to Puerto Rico this summer?" And we were like, "What do you mean?" And so he started telling us about how they want to start a exchange program between West Virginia Embry, which West Liberty is a part of, and Puerto Rico Embry. So we kind of talked about it and like exactly what it would entail, and so he ended up selecting me and my friend to go down there. So we went down there for 8 weeks, and there was actually two Puerto Rican students that came up here for 8 weeks as well. And it was just learning the different techniques that we use in labs. So we actually went down. So up here we studied a lot more of the microbiology things, and we actually worked with the lab that we go to, that we went to, and it was a lot more of the chemistry side of things, trying to figure out like how to actually separate the components that we will use in lab. So it was definitely a different experience, and we all kind of learned different lab skills that we typically don't utilize in our own practices, but it was definitely something that we got to add to our resume, and it was a great experience. We got to even just meet a lot of different people in Puerto Rico that had different ideas of what they wanted to do with their lives, and kind of learn more about ourselves and what even we would be interested in doing later on in our life.
For sure. So you said Embry?
Embry, yeah. So Embry is a science program that is actually in a lot of different states, and it's right now in West Virginia we're focused on really building ourselves and trying to get outreach. So that was kind of the point of the exchange program that they did, because Puerto Rico and West Virginia both have a pretty small Embry program, and this is like kind of science based. So we decided that we would start the program with two schools that were willing to do it, and we already had a connection, so we kind of knew exactly how to work with each other. So we went with that. So we were kind of the guinea pigs, is what Professor Horzimpa called us. Dr. Horzimpa, he sent us down there wanting us to kind of figure out how to do it. He trusted me and Caitlin to kind of figure things out as we went to, so we can come back. We met with him whenever we got back and kind of told him what we thought could be improved and like exactly what happened. And so yeah, we're actually hoping to kind of expand this as something that is happening more often with not only our school but other schools as well.
So this was the first of these types of exchange trips?
Yes, so this was actually the first. It was a random idea that they had thrown out during a meeting last summer. And so it was, I think, October, whenever our professor approached me and Caitlin and was like, "Hey, are you guys willing to do this?" And then it wasn't until December that we got confirmation that we were actually going to. And so we went in and started planning out the steps. And then it was June, we finally flew down, and it was a learning process, but it definitely worked out.
For sure. So Caitlin is the friend, right?
Yes. So Caitlin, you mentioned that I was in the sorority. Caitlin Bailey, she is actually my big in my sorority, and we kind of live together. So we've worked together in lab before, so he wanted to make sure that we went down with the friends, so that way, you know, you're away from your family and you don't really know the area. You want to have someone that you're trusted with and feel like you could kind of fall back on, so that's why he chose me and her.
That makes sense. So what did you have to go through to get into the program? Was there any type of process, or was it easier since this was the first go of it?
So really the only thing that got me into the process was that I started research with Dr. Horzimpa my freshman year. So again, it was October, only it was in 2021. I approached him and I didn't have any lab experience, but I was like, "Hey, I know my sister, she went through lab she would research lab while she was on campus, and so I know she really liked it, so I kind of want to get involved, but I don't know anything because I didn't have any lab experience, obviously, since I just started college.
For sure.
And he's like, hey, we'll get you started with the project. What do you want to do? So I'd started my freshman year then, and I'd worked with him kind of back and forth. I've been on a lot of different projects. I really catch on to things pretty quickly, so I did really take off in lab, and I like to take lead on things. So I have had 3 different projects now, and I'm also in charge of our lab rats, whenever our mice, whenever we have them. He kind of knew me through that, and then with working so close with Caitlin, he knew that we would be a good pair to send down, and so that's pretty much how I got involved, was just through research in general.
Oh, wow. So did you have to pay anything out of pocket for this, or was it through the university?
So this was through the university. They took care of things. The Puerto Rico and West Virginia Embry took care of us very well. We actually got paid through West Virginia Embry, so this was a paid experience.
Oh.
Obviously, we had to kind of, like, pay for our food and stuff. We did. Right. They paid for, like, our living expenses, but we got paid through them, and so we could use that money for, like, food and just different activities, because, I mean, we were in Puerto Rico, so we definitely went and did some sightseeing, and it was summer, so we went and had some fun, but we didn't actually have to pay, any like, our plane tickets or anything like that.
Well, that's really good. I am glad that is how it ended up, because you'd think that since it is a first time having this experience for students, that it would be something that wouldn't be as established.
Yeah, it helped that West Virginia Embry is an established program, so they were definitely able to figure it out. There were definitely some bumps in the road. We definitely had to have some Zoom calls and things to kind of figure out exactly how this was going to go.
Right.
But like I said, in the end, we figured it out, and for the first time, it definitely went very well.
I'm so glad that it went really well. So, about how long were you there?
So, we were there for exactly 8 weeks. We flew down. It was a Saturday. And whenever we flew home, we got in Sunday morning, actually. So, we were there all of June, all of July.
Right.
And then the next week, we attended a virtual conference. So really, we had some participation into the 9th week, but we weren't actually in Puerto Rico at that point.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. So, all right. So I think we're out of time for our first section. So let's get to a short break. Again, our program today is Students with Stories, which is part of the series Passionately Vocal. I am still Cass, and we have been with our guest, Regan Gray. Coming up, we'll continue to learn more about our guest trips to Puerto Rico, and I believe she promised to tell us more about the fascinating subject of chemistry. We'll be back after a short programming break. Are you tired of the same old, drawn-out music? Well, wake up! Turn up the dial and listen to WGLZ West Liberty, where the music is always electric. Hello, this is Cass. You are listening to WGLZ. Our program today is Students with Stories, which is part of the series Passionately Vocal. I'm still here with our guest, Regan Gray, who previously promised to get more into the chemistry she learned on her trip. So, I understand chemistry is not a part of your major. So, is there any specific chemistry-related information that you learned during your trip that you found fascinating?
Yeah, so definitely was not going in with a great chemistry background, and we knew that this was a lot more chemistry-based. So we had met with her kind of before we went down, just kind of so she could see kind of where we were at chemistry, and we could kind of figure out where we needed to be. So we had just gone out. Me and Caitlin had both had organic chemistry together the semester before, so we kind of knew a little bit of the information, but definitely like had never done specific labs that especially we were in charge of, like we were about to be doing.
Right.
So we had to learn. She had sent us a few videos kind of explaining. We did a lot of column chromatography, so we kind of learned about that. We had to kind of figure out exactly polarities of different solvents to kind of figure out exactly which solvent we could dissolve a certain molecule with. And then once we got down there, we had to kind of figure out the evaporating and vacuum points of different things. Luckily, they had a list because that was very much needed, because we had to use a Rotovap, which kind of evaporates and gets rid of the solvent that you don't want after you use it. So we had to kind of use that. We definitely relied a lot on the girls around us because they had been more experienced. So they were teaching us, and then we definitely kind of crossed our different knowledges just since we had had different opportunities than they had. So we kind of told them what all we knew, and they gave us a lot more of the chemistry background and things. So definitely was an interesting experience.
Yeah, I definitely understood what everything, yeah. I know what all that means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, do you plan on using what you learned in some sort of career sense, or are you sticking to the biology?
So, I don't even want to do research as a career. I am actually going to med school, but I really like the opportunities that research has gotten me so far, and I love meeting the people that are involved with. And I do think that the way that this is going to help me in my future career is that I have a lot more understanding of the things that need to be done in order for a doctor to really perform their job accurately. So it definitely gives me more understanding, and I kind of know the background of things a little more too. So I feel like it's going to make me a better doctor. And I know Caitlin Bailey, my partner, she has actually changed her capstone idea. She was going to do the research that she had previously done with Dr. Horzempa here on campus, but instead she's actually going to kind of use the research that we had done down there, and she's actually going to take it a step further and start using it and trying to figure out exactly which component that we had isolated down there works best against the different bacteria that we have. But so it definitely hasn't been a waste of our time. It was definitely, and we also learned a lot about ourselves while we were down there, so I definitely think it has helped us grow.
For sure. So what does chemistry have to do with being a doctor?
So your body has a lot of chemistry that goes into it, especially depending on what specialty you want to go into. I personally want to go into family medicine, so really I'm going to have a little bit of everything going on. Chemistry play so much into, especially the pharmaceuticals of things. And one of the big things that we are actually working against in our lab that we work on here on campus at West Liberty is antibacterial resistance and those sort of things. So we are trying to find ways, because antibiotics have been used so much that they're actually bacteria that can resist them and kind of cause worse infections. So MRSA is a very common infection that people think of when it comes to antibiotic resistance. So I kind of understand that side of things, and I definitely want to kind of figure out ways that you can avoid those ways, because we call them superbugs. They're more popping up the more we use antibiotics, so it's definitely something that we're going to be able to understand more.
That sounds very important, and like very important research to be doing on West Liberty's campus.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so do you have any specific stories about the culture or people of Puerto Rico?
Yes, so whenever we went down there, the first thing we noticed is they are a lot more kind of friendly and like kind of almost like there's less personal space down there. I feel like up here we are kind of like look at the ground, like you don't want to make eye contact with anyone. So we first realized that like everyone was just kind of talking to each other, and like even though they didn't know each other, and we're like, that's kind of different. And then so we started being with the program, and so these kids that we were supposed to get to know, like every time we started eating, we noticed especially one kid specifically would come to us and make sure he said it was buen provecho. And so at first we were like, we don't like really know what that means. And so eventually we kind of mustered up the courage, and we were like, why do you say that every time? Like, what does that mean? And he's like, oh, it's just kind of like something that we do here. Like, if anytime someone's eating, like you just kind of tell them, like, it's kind of like enjoy your meal, like a bon appetit sort of thing. So we thought that was really interesting. So we made sure that every time that we would go to lunch or something, we would say buen provecho. Just because we liked that atmosphere. It was really nice, even now, like sometimes to each other, like if we're going to eat or we see one of us eating, we'll say it. And it just kind of brought that aspect. I feel like it has made me more social. I'm less scared to like talk to someone, because just down there it was so normal. And it honestly is kind of sad that up here we have made it to where, like, it's weird if someone tells you to enjoy your meal just because you don't know them.
Right. I mean, I've noticed in a lot of different cultures that they say things like that before they eat their meals. And you're right. In our culture, at least here, that's not something that we do a lot. Not at all. And I think that is kind of sad in a way.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I feel like, even in the CAF, I know I was used to be a lot more, like, to myself, but now I'm a lot more willing to kind of look around and see, like, if someone's walking by, it doesn't matter if I even know them, I'll at least smile, and if I know them, I normally say something.
Right.
But, yeah, so it definitely, I feel like, has affected me in that sort of sense.
I mean, I'm glad for you. That feels like a good improvement. Not to say that it's a bad thing to be someone who is more quiet and has a harder time talking to people, because I am that person. But to change in such a way and from such a different culture, I think that's just really interesting. Yeah. So, do you think your experience made you enjoy chemistry pool more?
It definitely gave me more respect for it, because previously, like, my only experience with chemistry was I would have to go to class and do the lectures, pass a test, go into a lab, and do whatever the professor wanted me to do.
Right.
So there never really was that kind of bond that I had with chemistry that I ended up having with biology. So it was interesting to actually be able to be the one kind of thinking out the experiment and being like, okay, so... And don't get me wrong, we definitely asked a lot of questions when we first went down there and would send pictures to the professor and be like, why is our column doing this and all that. But eventually, once we got the more experience, I mean, it really only took us about a week to get comfortable because they are very welcoming people.
Oh, that's nice.
But it was interesting to finally be able to kind of feel confident enough in myself in chemistry that I was able to kind of just start doing the things that I felt like I could do so naturally in a bio lab.
Wow. That's really, I don't know, that speaks to me in some way. I'm not sure what way it is, but it is, it just does. All right, so was it hard for you to leave at the end of your trip, at the end of your summer, your fascinating science-y summer?
So it was definitely a weird experience. So me and Caitlin, it was a long 8 weeks without, we are very much family people, so missing out on all those sort of things, it was very hard. I know Caitlin, she had missed her nephew's birthday. It was his first birthday. So we definitely had those times where we're like, we just want to be home. Like, it just, this was our first time. That was the longest we had been away from our family,
right.
Especially that far. So we were just kind of, we were ready to go home, but then you definitely have that feeling where, like, we started packing up, and at first we were excited, but then we kind of, like, stopped, and, like, our apartment was empty because we had lived there for 8 weeks, 2 months. So we kind of did have an attachment with it, and especially, like, we had met so many people that we felt like we had a bond with, and it was something that we were like, we really might not ever, like, see them again. Like, that's not a guarantee, and, like, these are people that we had spent 2 months with. Like, we saw them almost every day, so it was definitely kind of weird. So kind of one of the people that was in charge of the Puerto Rico inbreed that we had worked with in the summer, he was the one that took us to the airport and things, and, like, he even, like, hugged us goodbye. He made sure he took a selfie. He was not exactly tech savvy,
right.
But he figured it out. And so it was just kind of weird feeling. Like, you didn't think that, because at first, like, I never really thought I'd get that attached to a place, especially whenever I'm like, oh, I just want to go home. I want to see my cat. Like, it was weird. It was kind of sad leaving it, because it's definitely something that you're like, this kind of feels like a part of me now, because it really did. Like, I feel like that was a chance for such personal growth,
right.
Because that really was an opportunity that, like, you have to learn to grow and adapt to everything.
Do you still feel as if it's a part of you?
Yeah, so especially recently, I don't know what ended up bringing it up, but me and Caitlin have talked about it. She goes, honestly, like, there's times, like, I wish we could just kind of go back. Because, I mean, there were definitely the hard times whenever we would really miss our family, and we talked about it a lot, about how we really just wanted to be home, and how this, like, there were times where we were like, wow, I feel like we're disappointing Dr. Horzempa, but, like, we just don't want to be here.
Right.
And it was never anything, like, bad about the place, but it was just... we definitely were family people. We wanted to be home. But, like, looking back on it now, it was such a great opportunity for us, and we really did enjoy our time down there. It was just definitely something that you... It's always going to be a part of me, I think, and that really, I think, helped me and Caitlin's bond.
Right.
We kind of grew together. We had a lot of heart-to-hearts in that apartment.
That's sweet.
But it was a good apartment, too. They really set us up there. So,
that's
yeah,
nice.
Never going to forget it.
I'm glad that you got to experience such a thing that's made a huge impact on your life, and I'm sure has made a huge impact on others' lives, whether you realize it or not. I know even now it's making an impact on my life because I get to hear this wonderful story and hear about how much it changed, you know, how you feel and how you act, and I just, that's amazing, and that's just incredibly human. So, all right. Thank you so much for your time, Regan. This has been Cass with our guest, Regan Gray. Today we had a fascinating discussion about her summer trip. Now, let's get back to the programming on WGLZ 91.5 FM.